Welcome to the Best 5-Minute Wine Podcast. I'm your host, Forrest Kelly. From the seed to the glass, wine has a past. Our aim at the Best 5-Minute Wine Podcast is to look for adventure at wineries around the globe. After all, grape minds think alike. Let's start the adventure. Our featured winery is... In today's episode, we head to the land of hockey, maple syrup, brutally cold winters, butter tarts, Dunkaroos, of course, Drake, Tim Hortons, Canada's most visited and largest organic winery, Summerhill Pyramid Winery.
Stephen Sipes with a PH, and I'm the proprietor and founder of Summerhill Pyramid Winery in Kelowna, British Columbia.
Okay, enough of the kidding around. Let's get down to the wonderful story of Summerhill Pyramid Winery. Stephen, your accomplishments would fill a New York City phone book, but let's start back at the beginning. Where did all of this being in connection with the earth and the land and begin?
It goes back to my childhood, really. I love growing things and being in the soil and being outdoors and climbing trees as a little boy. I've always been an outdoor kid. And I got involved in real estate developing in a way that would save the wetlands and the steep slopes. And I got very involved in the 60s, 60s hippie, if you will. Out there protesting the way people built things. I was one of the founders of why environmental rules are so strict today, why they can't just fill in wetlands and stuff like that. That was my original push in New York, which was a big suburb of Manhattan. I feel like I am part of the earth, and I wanted to get closer and brought my little family of four little boys and my wife, Wendy, at the time, and we came up here and bought a little vineyard in Kelowna and had to take out almost all of the vines. They were grape vines that weren't really good for making wine. They were for table grapes and for hybrid grapes and things like that. And I went to France, bought some clones there that were making the finest sparkling wine in the world, because I got an inspiration here that we had the ideal climate to make sparkling wine. Very exciting. Sparkling wine is made all over the world, but it's most famous, of course, in Champagne.
Sparkling wine is the same thing as champagne. It's just that if it's not from Champagne, it can't be called champagne?
That's correct. Especially if you make it in the traditional way, which is to use the three grapes that you must use in Champagne in order for it to be called champagne, which are Pinot Noir, Pinot Meunier, and Chardonnay in any given amount. You can even have a 2% Pinot Meunier. Doesn't matter as long as you have all three. Here, we don't call it champagne because we're not allowed to, and they strictly enforce that, but we actually won the most prestigious award in the world in France, best sparkling wine in the world. They couldn't believe it from a little place in an unknown wine region, like Kelowna, British Columbia. Who would have thunk it?
Those are the vines that you, when you went to France, that you procured
and
brought back.
Yes, we planted. Yes. One of the biggest reasons is that if you have intensely flavored grapes, they will hold their flavor through the second fermentation in the bottle. And we here in the Okanagan have a very dry climate. It's called a semi-desert. And this low rainfall, if we growers keep the irrigation down, off really, we get these intensely flavored grapes that make the base wine that will hold the flavor through the second fermentation in the bottle. And that's just been winning awards all over the world. In fact, when we first introduced our Sipes Brut in New York, where I'm from, it got rave reviews in the New York Times, the Wall Street Journal, and Les Amis de Vin magazine, and oh gosh, it was a hit. And it was all sold out here at home because we got such great notoriety in New York.
And the awards just keep coming. I understand you are home to the most awarded wine in Canada?
Yes. We also have abundance of Riesling, and the Riesling here is extremely tasty and makes wonderful sparkling wine. And our biggest seller is the Riesling-based sparkling wine called Sipes Brut, which does have Chardonnay in it as well. But it's the Riesling that has that high acid, which goes beautifully with almost any food. And it's, people roll their eyes and say it's delicious, and they don't like sparkling wine, but they love Sipes Brut. And it's actually gotten a gold medal every year since 1992, making it the most awarded wine in Canada.
In part two of our conversation with Stephen Sipes of Summerhill Pyramid Winery, we learn how the pyramid plays a part in the success.
Will somebody answer that phone?
It's time, boys and girls, for our listener voicemail.
Hi, this is Brenda from Montana. And I want to know, so how long does wine last if you, like, put the cork back in it, stick it in the fridge, and how long will it last if you do it that way? Anyways, thanks for your information. Bye.
Good question, Brenda. Well, the experts seem to agree that go ahead, stick the cork back in the bottle. That's a great way to do it. Plus, it's economical. 2 months would be about as far as you'd want to push it. Thank you for listening. I'm Forrest Kelly. This episode of the Best 5-Minute Wine Podcast was produced by iHizzer. If you like the show, please tell your friends and pets and subscribe. Until next time, pour the wine and ponder your next adventure.
This is Doug Vincent with the podcast Walk and Roll Live, Disability Stories. In 1956, I contracted polio. Thanks to my loving parents, I've lived a full, rich life over the past 67 years. Join me as I share my journey and uncover inspiring stories of resilience. This podcast is a platform for survivors of disability and those who champion services for the disabled community. Tune in on Spotify, iHeartRadio, iTunes, whatever your favorite podcast platform is. Let's walk and roll together on this incredible journey of strength and empowerment.
Hi, before you go, we have exciting news.
The Best 5-Minute Wine Podcast has teamed with a breakthrough technology
and added a new feature on our website
that's bound to elevate your podcast experience.
Here is where we need your help. Trying to remember something from an episode?
Don't worry.
Search for it, and we will find it for you. Have you ever thought you could just ask questions and chat about the episodes as if you were talking to me?
Well, now you can. That's right. Our episodes are now interactive, and they're waiting to have a conversation with you.
Jump into a chat with our podcast, and let's get the conversation started. Try it out and tell us what you think.
Click on the banner at the top of the website, thebestwinepodcast.com, to try it.